Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
This is Gopal Patel calling. I received one of your flyers. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get some information. What kind of loan are you giving it? For how many years? And what's the interest rate? And all that I'd like to find out.
Okay, sure. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
I think it's a 2311-1301-0004-2140.
Okay, let's take a look. Okay, is looking to in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. All right, and just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 9396 the best number to call you back at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
I just need your information, you know, what kind of loan are you giving, how many years, what's the interest rate, and
okay.
All that.
Sure. Can you hold on for just a second while I pull everything up?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, thanks for holding. So I have your file here pulled up. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. I have here that you've been in business since 2000, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Well, before I give you my information, I just need the brief from you.
Okay.
I'm not asking you on your any kind of a secret. What I wanted to ask
okay.
you about is, like, what is the interest rate?
Okay.
For how many years do you finance?
Sure.
And what other else do you think to, like, that's what the details I wanted. I don't need your $250,000
mm-hmm.
or anything.
Yeah, sure.
But since you sent a flyer, I wanted mm-hmm. to find out because a lot of gimmick flyers mm-hmm. comes to our place.
Yeah.
And we wanted to find out, I called one of the other guy and just
yeah.
said 10 and 20%. I called the other guy and what was he was saying, some other stuff. You know, I said, well, who will be in a fool to get the 10 and 20 and 30% interest to you, you know? So I wanted to find out what kind of a criteria you guys have, you know, before I give you my, I don't want to give you my information for no reason, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I just want to make sure, you know, I'm talking to the right person, so that's why I want to confirm
yeah,
that, you know,
the right
you're the
person.
Owner.
That's why that's why I called, and that's why you get your reservation number. Otherwise, who else get the reservation number, which you guys send me the flyer?
Yeah. Okay, sure, no problem. So we have, so interest rate depends on, you know, what you're looking to buy or do. So we have two main programs here. We have equipment financing and working capital. So are you familiar on, you know, what qualifies for equipment financing?
Well, for the working capital, if you see how much do you lend it and what interest rate and how many years.
Okay, sure. So well, what's
just
your goal?
Giving an example, just giving an example, if I need $50,000,
okay,
so how many years are you financing it? And what's the interest rate on it, and what do
sure.
you require from us? You
sure.
tell me the simple 3-4 question.
Okay, sounds good. So for our working capital program, it ranges from, so it's unsecured capital, so it's different from like a traditional line of credit that you would get at a bank. So for a working capital, it ranges from 3 months to 36 months, so 3 months to 3 years, and then anywhere in between.
Okay.
Mhm. So longest term would be 3 years. Shortest term would be 3 months.
Mhm.
Okay.
All right. And what's the interest rate?
So interest rate it ranges. Just depends on you know your credit, your business credit, and things like that. So I won't be able to give you a number right now. I mean, I can. It really just depends on a lot of different factors.
Well, you can tell me approximately. I do have excellent credit. Mm-hmm. I can prove that.
Sure. What's your credit like?
Well, I have over like a 9, whatever that, what do you call those things are?
So it ranges from 400 or 300 to 850.
I guess I have 900 plus, or that's the highest one, whatever.
No, 900 doesn't exist.
No, 800 plus.
800 plus, okay. So have you borrowed money before?
Not from you guys.
Oh, I know. I mean, like, in general.
We always do business with the bank.
Okay, cool. That's good. Okay, so you have great credit, and how's your business credit? Do you borrow any money under your business?
Yeah, from the bank, not from any other, like, whoever sending us a flyer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I meant, like, your business, like under your business name, do you borrow money under your business name?
Oh, we have the mortgage. We have the all other stuff we borrow from the bank. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And, you know, are you looking to do anything right now? Do you have any needs?
No, I just wanted to find out what kind of interest rate and how many years. 3 years is too less. It's supposed to be at least about 7 years, so then people can afford it to pay you back and all that. So 3 years, that's the quite kind of a short term.
Yeah, so it is a little bit on a shorter term type of program, and 3 years is the longest, and that's for all working capital, which is unsecured capital that you can use for anything you need. That is the longest anywhere you go. If you want something that's a 7 year, you would have to go to get an SBA loan, which is very hard to get, or get a line of credit from a bank, like a traditional bank, which is also very hard to get. So by the time you actually get an approval from the bank or SBA or whatever, you know, whatever you need to buy or use the money for, you probably won't even need anymore. So the reason why these are shorter term loan is so that you can, you know, if you have, you know, let's just say, for example, you need to upgrade, you know, the beds in your hotel. You know, you can get the money really quickly, and then you update the bed, and you get your return on investment and pay it off, and you don't have to worry about it. You know, 7 years later, you're still paying for a project you did, you know, 7 years ago. So that's how it works.
What could be your interest rate?
So interest rate, we don't have an interest rate. So because it's not annualized loan. So, you know, what that means is basically a lot of times our loans are not, let's say, 2 years or 3 years. It's like 26 months or 18 months. So because it's not an annual number, it won't be an APR. What we tell you is just tell you how much it costs to loan the money, to borrow the money.
How much it will cost?
So the cheapest is going to be 10 cents on a dollar. So every dollar you borrow is 10 cents. And that doesn't mean 10%, like, you know, what you would think of 10% means for APR. It just means every dollar you borrow, you only have to pay us 10 cents in interest, and that's the cheapest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you borrow $50,000, the number you used before, the cheapest will be $55,000 payback, and then the most expensive is like 30 cents on a, 40 cents on a dollar. So that's the most expensive, and that's for bad credit and, you know, everything bad.
So if I borrow $5,000 a month, you need to pay, or how does it work?
No. So if you, let's just say you get $50,000, and let's just say you qualify for the cheapest one, which is $55,000 payback, and let's just say you get it over a 2 year, you know, you just divide it.
Oh, so
it's not like every month you pay $5,000. You know,
another word, $55,000 divided by 24 months.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's going to be 55,000 divided by 24.
Oh, yeah.
So it's about $2,291 basically for 1 month.
Yeah, so it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you get paid in 2 years then?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So we have those, and it is really, you know, the length and how much, you know, depends on every file is a little different. Yeah.
If you decide to do 36 month, I think you get a term 5 year, 3 year.
No, we don't have 5 years. The longest is 3 years.
Well, the flyer which you send it to me, it says like a product selection loan, unsecured loan. Oh, so do you count this one is unsecured loan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're not, you know, we're not asking for your house, we're not asking for your car, we're not asking for your hotel as a collateral. We're just giving you money, and then you use it, you know, for whatever you need, and we're just, you know, praying that you're going to pay us back, basically. So that's unsecured. So that's why it's more risky. So that's why it's shorter, you know, but you can use it for, you know, whatever you need it for.
Yeah, but it says like a three-year terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for unsecured is three years the most. Mm-hmm. 5 year is for our second program, which is equipment financing. That's secured loan.
Equipment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's secured. So, you know, if you want to update any like point of sale system.
So
yeah.
Give you an example. If I borrow $50,000 for 36 months, so how does that work?
What do you mean?
Like if I borrow, just giving an example, $50,000 for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
How does that work? Well, then,
yeah,
you know, whatever interest you qualify.
Instead of 24 months, 36 months.
Yeah, so then you just divide it by 36 instead.
36. So 50,000 divided by?
Well, 50,000, that's how much you're borrowing. That's not including the interest. So
okay,
just
so
borrow amount plus the interest divided by whatever term you get.
So another word is 55,000, then divided by 36 months.
Yeah, and that's like the best scenario ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know ahead of time, so you don't have unrealistic, you know, expectation. You know, a lot of times it won't happen like that.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need the collateral or anything like that.
No, no collateral, no nothing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what else do you need it from us then?
I would just need an application in order to see how much you would qualify for and how long. So it's a one-page application which I can send to you, and 6 most recent months of bank statement. So from do you have your July's bank statement yet?
What's that?
Do you have your July bank statement?
Uh-huh.
You do? Okay, so then I'll just need.
Not on my hand right now.
Okay, no problem. If you haven't received your July's bank statement from your bank, I won't need that yet. I would just need January to June business bank statement, and that's for us to see the amount of sales you do, and then just the tax return, and then also just 4 months of credit card processing, because I'm sure a lot of your customers pay you by credit card. So this is a sales-based loan. So how it works.
Do you guys when you have a credit card processing? So do you guys charge on whatever the credit card we getting it? This is how we getting out from that to our account or like that, or how does it work?
Sure. So we have a lot of different programs. So we'll first, the most conventional way that people like is from the bank statement. We just pull the money from the bank statement and not the credit card. But if you don't qualify for bank statement and you still want the money, we have another option where we can do it from the credit card too. So we have a lot of different ways to do it. But the main focus is just to get you the money at the term you want.
Uh-huh. So in other words, you deduct from my account. I don't have to write you the check every month.
No, yeah, you don't have to worry about writing checks.
Every month or every week, do you do every week or every month?
We have all different options available. We have daily, weekly, and monthly options.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it just depends on, you know, what you qualify for. Everyone's different, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if I need something, keep it in mind, but not right now.
Okay, cool. You want me to email you my direct information so you can just email me directly or call me directly since I have all your information?
No, I don't think I like the more program of it and all that, so I don't think I need anything right now.
Okay, so you don't like the program?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I guess give us a call if something does come up and you need the cash.
Right. Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Okay. All right. Bye.